Hello and welcome to the show. This is District 32 Radio. I am Jackie Campbell and I have got in front of me one of the most in-tune business owners I think I have ever met. Talk about incongruent. We've just had the most interesting conversation regarding running a business. In actual fact, he's a removalist. So, without further ado, may I introduce Ben Beshley, who runs a business called WA Transition, but in actual fact, that is the last thing we should be talking about today. Ben, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I must admit, we were just talking off air for a bit of context, and I was expecting you to tell me about the best way to put boxes on trucks.
It's probably the last thing I'll talk to you about, to be honest.
I mean, don't removalists put boxes on trucks? They wrap pianos in fabric and they put them on trucks and they unload them at the other end after they've stopped them bashing around.
They do, in a very stereotypical one. We'll be wearing board shorts and singlets and probably smell very bad at the same time.
But okay,
I can talk
now,
about the opposite to that.
I must admit, having heard a little bit about your business, that doesn't sound like that matches the WA transition experience.
No, not at all. As said off air, we've focused on the customer experience over service.
Why? I mean, surely just putting boxes on a truck. Why worry about customer experience?
Today's small business world is predominantly about referrals and word of mouth. The days of just an automatic transaction or just look up yellow pages is over. People want experience, okay? They want to be wowed from start to finish like some sort of theatre. Which sounds ridiculous, but it is true. And also not only that, but the stereotype of a removalist isn't that good. It's a job where people tend to do only because they have to do it, and sometimes you get those same people turning up to the relocation. You know, they might not care; they might just be turning up to bash things into a truck and go home. But for us, as a new small business, it was important to grab those referrals and grab the word of mouth exposure, especially given that our target market, I would say 70 to 80%, is women, and it's married women or at home mums. Even the men give it to the woman to organise a removalist, so they are our target market. So to get into their home, we need them to trust us. How are they going to trust us? Well, they're only going to trust us by the experience that they receive. So that's the phone call. That's the guys turning up in full uniform. You know, that's not parking the truck on the driveway until they've met them and gone through the house, and then they reverse the truck onto the driveway. That's the shaking of the hand, the introductions, the moving through the house without any fuss. To me, that just was so simple, and it should be offered not just in my business but any trade. I just can't believe that it is not. Anything other would, to me, be a bad experience.
Right. Okay. Well, fair enough. I sit corrected. But there's some big players here, obviously, mm-hmm. in this game. And then it became a very popular thing for pretty much everybody to do because it seemed so easy. We've got a saturated market. So the way that, you know, WA Transition is standing out is by going, you know what, we're going to be the best damn removalists we can possibly be.
Yep. No, exactly that. And I reckon I do have the best removalists, not just the best smelling removalists, but I do think I've got the best removalists in Perth at the moment.
Okay, why? Tell me why.
Well, we've drafted all our processes. We've got training programs. The guys go through that for 2-3 months anyway, as a minimum standard. But they also, their closeout interview where I've offered them the job, they get a rundown or a presentation almost of what is expected of them, not just as an employee, but as a person. So by doing that, you're basically setting the standard for them as a man or as a human, you know. So they have to turn up to work smelling nice, showered, wearing their uniform, wearing their headbands, their wristbands, bottle of water, which we bought them, you know, the whole uniform purchase form, they have to look sharp. That doesn't mean turning up with aviators or pink or blue sunglasses. That means turning up with the glasses provided to them. We do that because it's the image. That's what I want the company to look like, not just on the job, but when the guys finish the job and go to the shops in the truck to get a drink. You're always constantly representing the business. And that's not just them. That's me as well. Sitting here right now, I hope that I'm looking smart. I put on some aftershave specifically for you today.
I feel very honoured. Certainly the hair is well groomed, but you're incredibly tall. So
maybe no one can see it at the moment. But So for us, it was that point of difference was so important. It wasn't just about knowing that we could move furniture very well, but it was also gaining the trust of the person. To me, that is the best business, when you can gain the trust of your client and they then refer you to their family, friends, and so on from there. Yeah.
I think you said something really important earlier on, which was you've clearly identified who your target market is. And it's not just females between the age of 12 and 46. It is you're very clear on who your client is and how you would want someone to turn up for your wife,
yep.
effectively. And that's how you've translated this.
Yep, you're exactly right. I haven't put it in those words, but that's actually exactly how it is. These ladies are on their own at home, so they might have to take 2 days, 1 day off work for the move. They might have the kids there. The kids might have to go off somewhere else. So you're absolutely right. If I was a husband, I would want a certain business turning up to their house.
Okay.
And I find that we, I know that we are that exact match. As I said, they're very professional gentlemen. They're very good at what they do, and there's never any fuss. And we're solution-based, you know. We don't say no to much unless we have to. But any problems that arise, come straight to me. I'm the person they deal with from the beginning. So they get me as well, not just the guys on their job. So, yeah, it's a full experience.
Brilliant. Okay. So you've said that you addressed your business from a five senses point of view. And that you reviewed your process using all of your senses. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Now, from senses, that's, you know, we're talking the same thing here. You know, touch, feel, smell.
Yeah. Hearing.
And I believe the last one is taste, unless my memory serves me wrong. I would love to know how you make your business taste good.
Okay. Well, the taste is a simple one. Once we've completed all those senses and we've done a fantastic job, the taste is victory. So simple as
nice.
That. It took me a little while to think of that. I couldn't think of anything that was, congruent, but that was the best thing I could think of.
I must confess that images started wandering through it. Like, our boxes are strawberry flavoured.
No.
We use mint flavoured sticky tape. You know, how's this going?
Maybe I'll offer cakes as a thank you at the end of the job. Who knows?
Well, actually, that's actually not a bad little thing. I must admit, I had when I bought my car, recently, the car yard sent me flowers to say whatever. And I have a friend of mine that does home renovations, a lot of home renovations, very high-end renovations, particularly specialising in kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking $15,000-$20,000 as an entry level. We're up sometimes $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 kitchens, which seems a little extravagant for me, who's not a big cooker. But, you know, and their point of difference, what they've tried to do in there is they've gone, rightio, what do people do in kitchens? Why do people want new kitchens? It's so that we can entertain people or they can cook. So he offers them as part of their package. Either they have a chef come and run a private cooking class effectively for them so they can use all the new things in their kitchen, or they have a cocktail party for all their friends and family to see their new kitchen, and the chef comes and caters, which does two things. It helps them use their kitchen and falls in love with the kitchen. They say there's this fantastic add-on. So some of those ideas of extra things.
Yeah.
So maybe you could send cupcakes.
That could be the taste right there, but the people that are making it have to be, all the five senses, they have to be proud to use them as one of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but back to your original question was with the five senses. No, you're right, this is something so simple, you know. I just can't believe that no one's really thought about it in their business. And like we said off air, I feel that we've almost got complacent with it. I think if everyone went back, looked at how they interact with their clients from start to finish and their employees interact and use the five senses as a tool and perform a gap analysis, I think they'll be shocked from where they are now to where they really should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be surprised at how simple those changes actually are to one at a time to bring it back to, not bring it back to you, but to push you on and to a better standard. And as far as I'm concerned, it's reduced our marketing budget significantly. I don't do Google AdWords. I don't do any of that. But most of our marketing is word of mouth and just good relationship building. They remember those guys, all those guys that smelled great, those guys that were talking to us great, the guys that were great with my dad, you know, that kind of stuff. Because we do aged care relocations and we do deceased estate work as well. So they're very emotional and sensitive times. So you don't want Joey Bloggs turning up in your ute with his board shorts on.
Some yobber with gobby shorts,
You want a company that's going to really look after the people that you're moving. And that's what we offer. But that can be applied to any industry. So,
absolutely.
And it should be.
Okay, so WA Transitions obviously specialises in very effective, efficient, wonderful removal experience, so relocating bits and pieces.
Yep.
But with this learning that you've got, that whole this is how I applied it to my business, the business side of running your business. Is that something that you share with other people?
You mean how everything interacts?
How you've developed this as a business thing. For example, if I don't need a removalist, but I would love to give you a call and talk about this process. Was that possible too?
Yeah. As I said earlier, I've done a couple of presentations now regarding how the five senses affect our business. And in that, I do provide examples of how it's improved the efficiency of my business or other areas. And people have come up to me at the end and asked for meetings. I'm more than happy to. Yeah, definitely. Some people struggle to see how their experience is affecting a client. I'm happy to look at it from an objective point of view for them and talk to them about it. Yeah, why not? I want to change the standard, not just for removals, but for most of the trades and other businesses. I don't think anyone should be experiencing a bad experience at all, especially when it comes to simple things like smell and professionalism or just being decent. So I'm happy to look objectively at that with people, for sure.
Fantastic. Okay, so if anybody needs, obviously, a removalist, you would be the sensible person to call. But also, if anybody needs maybe a bit more information about this or they have a chat over coffee, what's the best way that they can get hold of you?
Probably either sending me a text or an email directly. Okay. I'll respond. I'll be honest, I'm a very busy man. I'm quite a few meetings, but I always respond to people's inquiries. So I'd say, can I say my number on here?
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to text or you'll call and leave a voicemail message to 0406-443-533, or you can email the company general email, which is info@watransition.com.au. And if I don't pick up, I'll definitely respond within the hour.
So. See, there you go. That's what service feels like.
Yes, you have to. Yeah, that's part of our process.
You have to. And if you can't do it, then how are your team going to?
No, and that's a job lost in a lot of scenarios as well. So you've got to be quick. But we promise that across our social medias. When someone messages you within the hour, I get a notification. They get a quote. Those kind of things happen with the guys as well. The way they talk to each other during moving a fridge, it's all scripted. Everything's scripted to suit what the client hears. I don't want any swear words. I want, here, back, forward, left, right, blah, blah, blah. It's all been scripted to suit the experience. I don't want shouting. I don't want any of that. But it's the same for how I manage the business. People call me, they email me, even if it's for a coffee. I treat everyone exactly the same as if I want it to be treated like that. Very simple.
Sounds like a excellent way to move house. Definitely, and also to run a business.
Yeah, definitely.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. No doubt we'll catch up again soon.
Hope so. Thank you very much.